You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Welcome back to Almost Entirely Sports. Oh, God, Charlie.
With Joshua Briscoe.
God, I could hit you with a plate. I could break a plate over your head right now.
On ESPN Kansas City.
All right, lots of places we can go here. Obviously, March 21st at 5 p.m., clearly, we're going to talk about Alex Gordon. Ugh. Isn't everybody? I don't know if you saw this, Dad. We talked about this yesterday, Charlie. Do you know what Alex Gordon's spring training batting average has been?
It's below It's below 100, isn't
it? About 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a hundo.
Yeah.
Going up against a bunch of guys that are going to be in the minor leagues in a little bit. Rustin Dodd tweeted out a quote today. Also saw Kevin tweeted that Ned was saying that they were considering having Alex Gordon start the season in the minors, which won't happen. But if it did happen, it would be the most expensive minor league baseball player of all time.
Yes.
Ned Yost on Alex Gordon spring per Rustin Dodd. Quote, he's searching. I think he's searching a little bit. He'll figure it out. He always does.
Does he?
No! He always figures it out, except when he doesn't. Like last year for a full season when they really needed him. And the year prior when they really could have used his bat. He hasn't figured it out for 2 years. What do you mean he's searching? He's going to figure it out. It's over. How can you think it's anything other than over? I don't get any joy from trying to throw one of the... I mean, I've been doing this for a little while. I don't get any joy from being one of the first people to openly throw dirt on Alex Gordon's grave. Alex Gordon seems like a good dude who's nice to have on your baseball team. But what on earth are you expecting from him at this point? He hasn't hit in 2 years and he's batting 100 in spring training.
Really bad.
It's unspeakable. If he was even Alex Gordon, but he wasn't making as much money as he's making, he would not be on this team. He would be starting in the minors, or he would just be the world's most expensive like fielding coach for Jorge Soler. Like there are pitchers in baseball. Where, you know what? Actually, let's use the DH for Alex Gordon.
That's what I was actually thinking.
Just leave Alex Gordon in left. Let Chesler Cuthbert hit for him.
Or we make a new rule that's the designated fielder.
Also fine. I mean, that's basically what the designated hitter is. But
in reverse.
Well, I mean, no. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Except for pitchers, mainly.
It's used for pitchers. What will the Angels do whenever Otani?
Right?
Otani? Are you sure it's Otani?
We had this discussion on the air.
I believe we've had this discussion before. I don't remember.
I think it's Otani.
I think it's Otani.
I think Beard's right in this one.
I'm not arguing, really. I'm just saying this is what I think it is.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Fair.
I mean, any of the three of us could Google it. Otani. The H was first, but I was doing it. I wasn't thinking through very fully. Is it Shohei or so? Okay, just Otani. We're going to leave it at Otani.
Okay.
I think I just saw that he's probably going to DH and then pitch third in the rotation. I feel like I saw that for like a blink on one of these TVs in front of me earlier.
I think I saw something about the Angels saying that wasn't actually true.
Well, this was today. A couple days ago, they were talking about him not starting in the majors. Article out on SI.com has him starting in the majors.
I think it was just what I saw was that he wasn't going to be DHing to start the season or whatever.
Tentatively scheduled to pitch the third game of the season. He's also scheduled to be in the opening day lineup as a team starting DH, according to Bob Nightingale.
Okay.
So, we'll see. But whenever he's pitching, will they still have a DH for him so he doesn't have to like worry about both? Or will they DH for just their worst hitter? Because it won't be him, probably, right? It'll be, you know, LCD's Escobar. So that's kind of fun. Anyway, all of this to say, Alex Gordon should, the Royals should trade Alex Gordon to the Angels, and he can play left field for the Angels just whenever Ohtani is pitching. I think that's the new, I think that's how this goes.
Yeah. It's enough use.
Alex Gordon for Mike Trout. Who says no?
Not
no
me.
One here. Let's do
None
it.
None of us. All right. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. I was checking. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody spoke up. All right. Deal's done.
Let's call the league office.
Yep. Go ahead and fax it to him.
Tweet it out.
If you had a certificate right now, it's if right now you had a you, someone hand you a piece of paper, and they said you have 15 minutes to fax this to this other office to save your life. Do you think you could do it? I think I might die.
Is there a fax machine in this building?
There is.
I don't know. I think so. Oh no! Yeah,
I
there
used
is.
It before.
It's underneath the sign in and out paper sheet. Right? Is that a fax machine?
Yes. To the left of that, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Google. Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, you could probably.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you know how much easier it would be to download? You could download. There's this amazing app that is a Microsoft app where you just, like, hover it over your paper. Just, like, not like, scan it over, but you just, like, put a piece of paper on a surface, and then you just hold your camera over it through this app, and it just immediately, like, cuts out all the background, everything, and you just have the scanned document. You can basically scan anything with your phone camera in, like, 2 seconds.
Don't steal my idea.
It exists already.
Oh, darn.
I mean, it makes things so easy. Like, I could take any document and email it to you in, like, 30 seconds. I don't know if I've never used a fax. I don't know if I had to use a fax how I would do it. But apparently major sports organizations still use faxes. So, faxes to the league office. Anyway. Alex Gordon cannot be allowed to figure it out. I mean, I guess if he, like, this year doesn't really matter. They missed it last year. Last year, Jorge Bonifacio should have been playing in Alex Gordon's spot. You should have had Jorge's and Lorenzo Cain.
And Mondesi should have been playing.
I would probably have argued that. I may have argued that last year.
That he should have or not?
That he should have been playing.
Well, you were arguing that he should get shortstop.
He absolutely should be this year, yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm saying last year.
Oh,
I'm saying last year Alex Gordon shouldn't have been allowed to continue to try to figure it out in the majors because it was a team with it making its last run and everything, and he obviously didn't help it happen.
How long did they give him this year to figure it out?
This year?
April?
It's, who cares?
Just
who cares?
The month of April?
And no,
by,
they're going to give
May,
him...
If he hasn't figured it out.
Unquestionably 80 games. Because who else are you putting in the outfield? Whenever Bonifacio comes back, maybe. But even then, I feel like Alex Gordon's going to continue to play until he doesn't want to play anymore.
Move Witt out there and put Mondesi at second.
Yeah, good. Let's put it. Yeah, take Mondesi out of his natural position. No, that's great. I love that idea.
But I'm not Alex I'm not, Gordon back there.
I'm not,
probably.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the Royals.
Yeah, yeah. When does it become just worth it to just cut him? And eat that money.
It's not.
Because
you're eating it all.
Money.
You're eating it all.
Yeah.
It's paid. It's baseball. It's baseball money. He already has it. Like, yeah. I mean, it's scheduled out. Like, his direct deposits are ready to go.
Right.
It's locked in. So it's not worth it to cut him. Because I imagine he's a good mentor for guys, especially the outfielders on that team. He's a guy that was around for the World Series runs and everything. Whatever. Like, an organizational guy. But that signing is an absolute albatross. When are the Royals actually out of that? Not after this season, but after next season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2 more years.
Ragnarok.
What?
Norse end of the world. Norse mythology.
Awesome. I'm sure somebody cracked up at that. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean,
I imagine it was probably a pretty good reference. I know. You said Ragnarok, and I just thought of the Thor movie. I thought this is probably a reference to something that I don't.
Yeah, Norse mythology for end of the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good reference.
The wolf gets something and eats the moon or eats the world or whatever.
Okay, hold on. This last year, I think, because it... Hold on a second. 2020... Is 2020 a team option? Oh, my Lord. Why is it in pink? Neutral option. Okay. With a $4 million buyout. So, the Royals are paying him $20 million this year and $20 million next year. And then it would be $23 million in 2020 if they both agreed to it. I have a feeling that Gordon will want to agree to that.
But it apparently includes a $4 million buyout. So at this point, I mean, he's going to make $40 million more from the Royals over the next 2 years. And you're paying, I was going to say Alex Smith, but that's unfair to Alex Smith. Like, he is just out there every day fielding, teaching Jorge Soler how to read a fly ball for $40 million over 2 years.
Well, and you have you seen those like tweets or just people saying that, oh, if he really cares about the organization, he'll opt out of his contract himself
and get
away from the money. I'm like, would you do that?
I mean,
I'm sorry, no. He's going to take his money and he's going to play, and then he's going to ride off into the sunset as soon as it's over.
Let's on make a this, golden bicycle.
Yes.
On a freaking golden horse, a genetically engineered solid gold living horse.
A diamond pony?
Borderlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. I was like, where's that reference from? Got it.
Butt Stallion.
Butt Stallion. He has made $75 million in his career. Now, you could say the difference in real life between $75 million and $115 million isn't huge. That's probably true. How much does your lifestyle change from $75 million to $115 million?
Not a lot.
I can buy a bigger island.
Right. At that point, you're talking island. No, but like legitimately, either way, you're not buying an island.
Buying a second yacht?
You're not. You don't need two yachts.
My cat needs a yacht, man.
Realistically, the difference in lifestyle between $75 million and $115 million, relatively meager.
Dick Justice needs eye corrective surgery. He's a little cross-eyed.
You could fix that for $15.
The cheap back alleyway.
Yeah, Dick Justice deserves the best. And so I understand where people might be going at with that, but if you signed a contract, like if you were really good at your job, you helped your team, you helped your company have the best year ever, and they're like, you know what? You helped us so tremendously here, and everyone at the company loves you. We're going to sign you to this huge contract. It's all guaranteed. You're going to get all of it unless you quit. And, you know, we know that you're probably going to get slightly worse at your job as you go. That's okay. Locked in. I can't imagine you waiving the last 2 years or even the last single year of money that you were promised by your company. Like, it's totally wild. And some people just get drunk on sports. Like, some people just go, oh, it's millions of dollars to play a game. Why wouldn't he give up his money? And they just disconnected from themselves so entirely that you can't have this conversation realistically.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. It happens with injuries, and it happens with contracts, and it happens with mental health. Like, oh, yeah, I'll be stressed out. Oh, Ty Lue took a leave of absence because he was, like, bleeding from the nose, right? Wasn't this a part of the story? Like,
No, he was coughing up blood.
Coughing up blood, yeah. Right? And there was blood from the face. I'll cough up some blood for $2 million a year? Come on, Ty. Man, you are just living on a different island that you bought with your baseball money. You're living on a different planet.
If I were him, I'd opt out.
Right. I would retire. I would retire and not have $20 million more dollars for me and the next 50 generations of my family. Take those $20 million and just put them in. I'm trying to figure out how like retirement and the stock market works.
Just under your mattress.
No, that's
Wait,
not.
What's that first word you said?
Retirement? I kept coming up in Google Ads, so I finally clicked it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Our generation will never know that, but yeah.
No, for me, it's just letting someone else spend my money for 60 years until they give me back the exact amount of money that I gave them.
Right, just clarifying.
Yeah, I want to know that I don't actually own this money.
Right.
I want to know that some, like, mutual fund or whatever just has it, and they can do what they want with it, I guess. Right. I don't know. I don't know why I'm so enticed by this. I would love to eventually be able to Redderer?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ohanti?
Yeah. Yes.
I would love to eventually be able to ride. No, I just want to, I want to not be 40 and go, oh, bleep, I knew I forgot something. did I leave the oven on, or did I not put any money into anything where the money grows? I can't remember. And so I've been doing...
In the soil?
What?
Money tree?
Yeah, I'm going to plant a money tree. By the way, money trees work. They actually grow, but you have to bury $1,000 altogether in cash. And then pour acid over it, and then it melts into the soil, and then it grows.
If you put pennies in there, you get a little bonsai money tree.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That sounds adorable.
So that's what I'm doing wrong. Okay.
Bruce Weber's the 10th D1 coach of three different teams of the Sweet 16. That is wild.
He's a weird-looking dude.
That is an insane fact that I hadn't considered, that Bruce Weber has taken three different teams of the Sweet 16, which only 10 other coaches have ever done, or 9 other coaches have ever done.
That is crazy.
That's insane. That makes him sound like such a better coach than he actually is. That's what I mean to get to.
They're calling it Catlanta.
Why?
Wildcats versus Wildcats. Kentucky's also the Wildcats.
Boo.
Yeah, it's bad. And now Josh is mad.
Did you just say they're calling it Catlanta?
They are. Because they're playing Atlanta. I think it's going to get games
That's
tomorrow, right?
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Let's just barricade Atlanta.
That's horrific. Also, if I would have thought of it, I would have been so proud of myself.
Yeah.
At least I acknowledge my own hypocrisies.
Supposedly Dean Wade's playing, so it could be interesting, but no, Kentucky's...
Don't try to force me to talk about college basketball. We'll do it later or never. I don't know.
Sorry, this isn't a sports show.
I thought I saw something pop up on my phone, and I just want to make sure it wasn't anything important. Alex Gordon just retired. No, he didn't. But there's no universe in which some company, and this is because fans actually root for the companies and not for the employees, which is really weird, but it's what we do. There is no universe in which you would ever voluntarily give money back to your company after they had promised it to you. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
They go, oh, rough for the company. Tough luck. You gave me this money. Like, this is, I don't know what you want me to do here. So he's not going to do that, and he shouldn't do that. I guess Gilmesh did that, right? Didn't Gilmesh have some sort of...
Oh, yeah, there's something.
Beards, can I get some music, please? Beards, can I get a commercial break? Beards, can I get a commercial break to look up Gilmesh's retirement?
Which is it?
Here we go, from 2011. Never mind, I got it already. From the New York Times. The headline is, pitcher spurns $12 million to keep self-respect. Once I started to realize I wasn't earning my money, I felt bad. He retired early and gave back $12 million because of it. He didn't give it back. He just didn't take... He retired before a year that would have made him $12 million.
Where is your self-respect, Alex Gordon?
Yeah, if you know what I would do to respect myself? I would take the money that my company was giving
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Like, come on. Like, that's silly. Like, you know whose fault that is? The company.
Right.
So don't be mad
cashes,
at Alex
when
Gordon.
When he cashes that check, he's like, oh, man, I really respect myself right now.
Yeah. No, do you know how much I would respect myself underneath $40 million?
Mm-hmm.
I would feel so much self-respect.
Just a $40 million mattress?
I mean, if anybody I know, Beards does have the best chance of actually having all this money under his mattress.
I could see that.
Right? Oh, but you have a back thing, though. And there's a joke here, connection. What's your back thing?
Scoliosis.
Scoliosis, thank you. I didn't want to guess wrong. I was going to be like, oh, it's because you're sleeping on all those fat stacks. And then I remembered, you work in radio. So that's not it.
Nope.
Must be bad genes.
Yep.
I guess that's it. Man,
thanks,
I really...
Mom.
I really...
bad back end allergies.
I really wanted... Oh, do you have terrible allergies?
They can get not good.
Yeah.
I have all of the worst. Oh, this show, more into the spring, is going to be such a snotty mess. Almost entirely snot from 4 to 6 on Wednesdays here.
Almost entirely sneezing.
It's going to be the worst.
I'm glad I've got a pane of glass between us.
Yeah, I'm
also glad.
Projectile
sneezes.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to install a sneeze guard between me and Charlie, like at every like every buffet. We're gonna have to, or it's like you know, in classes when you had to like put like folders up between. Is this just a homeschool co-op?
No, I remember
thing?
Doing this okay. in like first grade.
All right, well, for homeschoolers, we actually did it through college.
Do what?
You set up like folders between yourself and the people next to you
to
during tests
yourself.
And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Listen, man, I did not have a normal schooling experience. I need to know if this sort of thing is normal or not. But I'm going to have to, like stack, like, three folders here, and then he'll sneeze, and he'll knock them all over on top of me.
Be like a House of Cards?
Oh, it'll be even grosser. Yes. Oh, it'll be so gross. It'll be even grosser than House of Cards.
Ended up being.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing, Kevin Spacey.
Dang it. Still didn't finish.
The show.
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Just go to break.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I wonder if we could, like, set up an elaborate role-play scenario where we would just call in and give your best post-game question, and then I would be Ned Yost and try to answer them as well as I could.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Talk about a Thorius performance there in the third.
Don't ask me a talk about question! I'm bleeping Ned Yost!
On ESPN Kansas City.
Listen, I thought Jack really had a good outing.
This show's bad attitude continues. This time it's not Beard's fault.
I desperately wanted this show more than anything to be a show where we could never say that the show during the break is better than the show that we actually do. Because my like whole thing is I want this show during the break to also be the show during the show. And maybe even just to have the show's commercials be broadcast on Facebook, which actually we should be doing on Wednesdays. And I just sort of remember that again.
Right.
But I just the show we do during the break isn't actually better than the real show, but I think people would be fascinated by some of it, and it's not fascinating in like this scandalous thing. It's just fascination in like, can you believe that this is the way things are? And it's just kind of amazing sometimes.
Yeah, your liner like says, "Hey, peek behind the curtain and watch us."
Right.
Well, how about you peek behind the curtain even further and listen to us
complain? We should have today's show was 75% over. And so I forgot, but next week remind me one of you guys that we should just leave the mics on during commercial breaks.
Okay.
Feel free to continuously remind each other of that, because I'm afraid that it might seep into a direction, one direction or another. And there's still some things that you can't talk about because they're not ours to talk about.
Right.
What I'm basically saying is the gossip during the commercial breaks is better than the show we're doing. And I apologize. Yeah, that's this show continues to be anger based. Not argument based. This isn't first take. We're just angry. All right, so I saw this story briefly mentioned. Charlie, you cut the sound. I think Beards, you have it now. Can one of you guys set this up for me, please? Because I briefly saw the story, have not heard the sound yet.
Okay, so Jordan Clarkson, former Mizzou guard, and now plays for the Cavs. He believes that dinosaurs...
Well, don't say what he believes. Just say what he is talking about dinosaurs in this clip.
He's talking about dinosaurs and how...
Just withhold. Let him explain. Okay. I just need you to set up whatever I need to know before hearing it.
Okay.
It's Jordan Clarkson.
He's talking about how humans interacted with dinosaurs back in the day. His beliefs on it.
Okay. That's all right. I'm in.
And he doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Hold on. How don't you believe in Elvis?
I don't believe in dinosaurs either.
What?
Well, no, I actually do. I believe that.
What?
All right. This is gonna get a little crazy. All right.
Yeah.
So
hold on.
I'm gonna take y'all a little left on this. All right. So y'all know how we got dogs and stuff, right?
Right.
So. I think it was bigger people on the world before us. And, like, the dinosaurs was they pets. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's good. Do we know what this was from? Can we credit anybody on this one?
It's from podcast. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So basically what we're learning is that Cleveland's players.
I was going to say.
Anybody that's been in Cleveland is a complete
whack job.
Have you been to Cleveland?
No.
What happens to Cleveland players when you, I mean, just Cleveland happens.
Cleveland.
No, but.
Cleveland happens.
LeBron happens.
No, I was going to say, I had this theory that LeBron just injects them with something to be done with science because he doesn't want anyone to surpass him as being the king.
Interesting, I see.
So I thought that maybe he did it to Kyrie, and that's why they started not getting along, because Kyrie started to figure out and thought that the earth was flat. And then now Jordan Clarkson thinks that humans had dinosaurs as pets and that they were super humans.
Yeah, there right, were 50-foot okay. humans.
50-foot so, humans with 35
a leash on
foot.
A Tyrannosaurus
can one
Rex.
Of you please, yeah. Charlie, can you please find what that was from so we can give them credit?
Yes.
Just as like a... Just as a courtesy. I know that they're not listening, but I'd like to credit whoever that came from as a point to make. So, the idea that humans and dinosaurs coexisted, that's one questionable science fact. That, you know, no, we wouldn't have, that wouldn't have been, if he would have said, yeah, I believe that dinosaurs and humans existed at the same time, I don't think that would have made a radio show.
Road Trippin' Podcast with Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye, and Ali Clifton.
Thank you.
That's still around? I thought they quit that.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would have raised some eyebrows, but not wouldn't have been a moment. Two, the idea that humans would have had dinosaurs as pets, pretty funny. Just makes me think he thinks that the Flintstones was a documentary.
Right.
Pretty funny. Not psycho though. Like you could imagine whatever little you have a little herbivore dinosaur like kind of wandering around your hut or whatever. I guess like. Get what you're getting at.
Not really, but sure, we can pretend.
Giant humans? Humans were so big that they had their cats were T-Rexes? What are you talking about?
Well, not only that.
That didn't make the fossil record, my dude?
Right. Not only that, but I'm pretty sure humans and dinosaurs existed at different times.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay,
that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
my, first,
yeah.
My first point right. is saying that humans and dinosaurs existed at the
okay,
same
okay,
time,
got that. Okay.
That's questionable, but I'm not going to fight some NBA player
okay,
on
okay.
it. I don't care.
Pets, making sure that was
really,
stated.
Yes. Pets don't really. The idea that the humans were just. And I don't mean a little bigger. I don't mean like, well, you know, Neanderthals.
10
were,
feet tall.
Whatever. Yeah. Like okay, like they're probably varying sizes of humans, I suppose. Whatever. Fine. That's fine. Play the clip again, and I want it. Like, it goes from just sort of like. I don't want to. Besmirch Jordan Clarkson, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I will.
I don't want to, well, hold on. I don't want to besmirch Jordan Clarkson, but for a while here, it just kind of sounds like someone who didn't spend a lot of time doing prehistoric science or prehistoric reading, research of any sort. And then it goes from that into a crazy person's ramblings. I'll tell you when that moment is here in this sound. The transition between good-natured ignorance to... wait a second, what?
And he doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Hold on, how don't you believe in Elvis?
I don't believe in dinosaurs either.
What?
Well, no, I actually do. I believe that.
What?
All right, this is going to be a little crazy.
Yeah,
right?
I need to know the Elvis thing.
So,
hold on,
I'm
going to
take y'all a little left on this. All right, so y'all know how we got dogs and stuff, right?
Right.
So I think it was bigger people on the world before
no!
us.
There it
and
is.
And like the dinosaurs was they pets. Yeah. Yeah.
I just heard pet T-Rex in the back that time. He went, yeah. Like, no! You can't say that this works because they were bigger people.
We need to just quit sending players to Cleveland. That's what's going on here.
We need to quit sending people to Cleveland. What has anybody ever done to get stuck in Cleveland?
Be born there.
Man, I need you to destroy this podcast because... 15 years from now, I'm going to be doing radio in Cleveland. I don't know how or why, but this will come back up somehow.
You're going to be doing radio at a Buffalo Wild Wings. People are
I'm
fight
at
you.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Fight me.
Was that Cleveland? Was that a Cleveland radio show
yeah.
host?
Was yeah, it, really? It was the 0-16 parade guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was. I was thinking Atlanta. I was thinking Catlanta for some reason. I don't know why. That's going to
no,
be
No, that
me.
Was
Don't
You Ever Call Me a
Homer
guy.
Wings, you come
right.
and find me.
Yeah, you're right. But,
don't you ever call me a homer!
Yes. Homer is what he was saying there. Homer, as in a fan of the hometown teams, not anything else. That's what was being referenced there. Did you guys hear they're going to change the catch rule?
Again.
Also going to change the pass interference rule?
That one's a maybe. The catch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently today it, quote, gained steam.
Fantastic.
Rumblings.
The catch rule... I imagine it's somehow going to get more convoluted.
Oh, no one. We're still not going to know what a catch is.
Well, no, it's the thing where you keep adding things to it where you think this will make it more clear, but it just makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
I've thought about them just going, okay, never mind, playground rules.
Call your own. Call your own pass interference. Call your own catches.
Well, no, not even just with the catch.
I mean, what? All right, let's fix football really quick, and then you can yell at me about Sandlot in a minute here, Charlie.
Yes.
Not yet, though. This is very sportsy for us. I understand. What, like, seriously, what do you do to the catch rule?
I don't know how.
I just think it. I don't know. I was gonna say it can't touch the ground.
You'd think a catch would be a catch, but
nope.
Why can't it be porn? Where you know it when you see it. I mean.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome. Isn't that the official barometer for pornography?
I think so.
That isn't like, well, I know it when I see it. And you do!
I think
you
that was do. The famous quote about it, yeah.
Could I get some music played at the same time as the NFL music while I use Union Broadcasting Wi-Fi to Google the definition of porn?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to turn my computer away from the window. Boy, this is a fever dream.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Got it! Turn this off. I guess just turn off the Jeopardy music. The phrase was used in 1964 by United States Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, which I'm pretty sure is a character from It's a Wonderful Life, to describe his threshold test for obscenity. Although he never used it for obscenity himself in this short concurrence.
Juan asks, aren't you on the company Wi-Fi? You are,
yes, I said
but
that.
We should be careful. We're not looking up porn.
We're looking up the definition of
it. Yeah, big difference.
Yeah. Now listen, what Charlie does after the show is none of my business.
Yeah.
What was that sniff?
I don't know. No, I did the...
It sounded like you were snorting something.
Cocaine?
White powdery substance.
Yes.
So yeah, I feel like we could probably do that with... Wow, Sam Darnold looks like an idiot right now.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think he's an idiot, but he just, like seriously, like, just his expression right now and the slow zoom onto his face.
Yeah, stop,
like,
I was going to say, stop zooming in
like
on
doing, it. It looks like he's doing a bit. It looks like Sam Darnold is doing a bit right now. Also, the Alliance of American Football's logo is pretty dope.
Where
anyway, on the right side.
Oh, it's Bill Pullian.
Bill Pullian. I've already figured out the Alliance of American Football is only going to have white quarterbacks.
Oh, for sure.
Not because he's explicitly racist, but because he doesn't understand that you can be black and play quarterback.
Yeah.
Please don't call me or comment about how he...
Don't at me.
I don't care. Don't at me. I don't care that he drafted I don't know who. Dang, where were we on this one before Sam Darnold threw me into a oncoming traffic?
Porn!
Or pet porn and catch rule.
I feel like we could probably make that work, right? Like, don't we do that for everything in the NFL to some extent? What's pass interference? It's a judgment call. I know it when I see it. What's holding? What are any, like, offsides are pretty like cut and dry. But even
like
then,
most penalties people agree with
judgment of the ref.
Yeah,
yeah, and, yeah. And I'm not saying it's super controversial.
Yeah,
but it's we don't have perfectly identified, like, code that everything has to comply with. You just kind of call it. I think you could tell refs, hey, more things should be catches. Now just call what you think you see. Don't worry about catching it through the ground. This is all going to be a judgment call anyway. Just rule more things catches. Let's have more catches and less incompletions. You should be able to say this is incomplete. If you can't definitively say this is an incomplete pass, then it's a catch. Is that insane?
I think that's all the ruling you need right there.
Right? If it's not incomplete, it's a catch. I'm trying to come up with the porn equivalent, and I'm gonna stop trying to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
If it's not...
Nope.
You're still trying.
Keep going. Keep trying. Going. Next subject.
If it's not a cat...
Charlie,
no.
Talk to Josh about Sandlot.
If it's not...
He's still going.
If there's not nudity, it's not porn. That we're good on.
Sure.
Right?
Can you have clothes porn?
Are we guys? Somebody Google that. Charlie, use your computer to Google clothes porn, please. I need to know if it exists.
What is the catch of the NFL? I don't know. What's clothes porn?
Is it incomplete? Yes. Are there clothes? Yes. All right. Then we know what it's not.
Right.
Did the ball hit the ground? What are we even talking about anymore?
Man, I'm really glad nobody listens. Especially anybody in the building.
I disagree. I think the segment's been great. I think we just figured it out. Oh man. I'm glad the Royals aren't an NFL franchise. This segment would have been wiped off the face of the earth. There would have been a missile strike to blow up the studio. Yeah, I think we fixed football.
Yeah.
Really, is that fair, right?
I think so.
You just, what is it? What can not happen in a catch? What cannot happen in porn? There it is. There, okay, now we're good.
Solved.
I think it's solved. No, but like what would make it incomplete? If the ball hits the ground out of control of the receiver, it's incomplete.
What's control?
Damn it.
Just doesn't hit the ground or not. That's all you need.
What is nudity? I don't know. What if you have control but it hits the ground? What about male nipples? Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's difficult. Difficult is the word I wanted to use there. It's a complicated discussion. And I'm glad someone's having it.
What's a softcore catch? What's a hardcore catch?
Break. You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
What's the BuzzFeed headline, Charlie?
21 times Twitter was better than sex.
With Joshua Briscoe.
That's a bad use of Twitter right there.
Super
what's,
cool.
What's better, your Twitter life or your sex life?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool of them to take 21 of my tweets and put them all together like that, though.
Oh.
On ESPN Kansas City.
All right, Charlie, if we can trust you with an open microphone again. why want, sorry, really quick, I don't know, Facebook comments. One said, did anyone notice that Beard just answered a wired phone? That's the first time I've seen a phone in his area.
I have two over here.
Yeah, something you need to know about the studios. Also, I just got a notification, the Racing Boys are live. I just saw Kirk Elliott's desktop. I don't know how that happened. That was weird. The Racing Boys are always live after... Not always. During racing season, they're live. Racing. Gee, I took the G off of racing
yeah,
just then.
Go.
Live after us on Wednesdays, and you can tune into that here in like 15 minutes. Fantastic. All right. So, yesterday we were talking about sports movies and a thousand that I haven't seen, and one that I haven't seen is The Sandlot. And whenever Charlie found out about this, he came stampeding down the hallway. And I've never seen Charlie move this fast. This might be what he looks like on the treadmill whenever he's watching First Take Muted. But I've never seen Charlie move this way. He was stampeding down the hallway so he could stammer at me. He was just sort of beside himself.
Pretty much.
Because
this is one of the most classic movies, let alone sports movies, of all time. It's great. I mean, I know it's before both of our time, really. Mm-hmm. But it's classic. It's a great baseball movie. It especially how did you not watch it growing up? I mean, it's just one of it's like I have the bracket up right now. It says a two seed. It should be up there with Remember the Titans, which you also did. You say you haven't seen Remember the Titans.
Might have
either.
Seen a little bit of it when I was little.
It's okay. Showing at the Alamo Draft House on the 9th and 10th of April.
Well, then you're going to the Alamo Draft House that day. No, but I'm just very frustrated because it's such a good movie, and you have to see it.
When's the last time you saw it?
I don't know. It's been a couple years, but I've seen it so many times that I could probably quote most of it.
That's 57%.
Like, you're killing me, Smalls.
And that's 57%.
Or you haven't seen it.
That's 57% of Rotten Tomatoes.
That's one of those ones that the critics absolutely got wrong.
Yeah, thank you, Beards.
Like, check the audience review versus the critic review.
89%. I don't trust the audience.
Well, then you're an idiot.
Whoa.
You don't go to Rotten Tomatoes for everything, do you?
No. It keeps me from seeing, like, downsizing. Nothing that seems interesting. Oh, but now with the movie pass, I might see literally everything. I don't know. I might go see that movie I think Clint Eastwood is directing that can't be good. It's out now. Like, I passed over it 5 times. Did I get that wrong?
I don't know. But, not only was I very frustrated with you guys just going through this list of movies and all the ones that you haven't seen, I'm just like, what?
What was that sound?
How have you not seen these?
That sound was Frankensteinian.
And then when you said you haven't seen The Sandlot, I have, like, I know I already said it, but you're killing me, Smalls, and I'm calling you Smalls until you see
him. He's not a Smalls, though. That's the thing. So like, you're, we had this no, discussion he's, before no, the show. He's not
he's,
Smalls.
He's Smalls, in my opinion, until he goes to see it, until he can give me the quotes.
But Smalls is the main
calling
character.
I'm calling him Smalls.
Clint Eastwood directed 1517 to Paris. The trailer looked like it could not be good. It has 25% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's all. That's all I was looking for. Go ahead. Go back, Charlie, back to you.
It's a fantastic movie. It's like a good kids movie that makes you happy about baseball.
Also,
you don't even know
his
who Wendy Peppercorn is.
Gosh, I don't. Wendy Peppercorn, no, it means nothing to me.
I think it's peppercorn.
Whatever.
Peppercorns are something you put in like a
peppercorn. Yeah, it is peppercorn. Yeah.
Also, what, I'm wearing a Sandlot t-shirt.
You also don't know who Wendy Peppercorn is because she doesn't exist. Wendy Peppercorn. I'm Googling Wendy Peppercorn. I see what you're doing there. I understand. This is...
Yes.
This is probably formative in your younger years.
Squints loved her, and he ended up marrying her and having, what, 12 children?
It was a bunch.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
This is the epilogue.
Yeah, this is the last thing they said.
I'm not going to see it now.
It's just frustrating. You haven't seen Hoosiers either, which isn't that...
I haven't even seen Hoosiers.
Which isn't that big of a deal because, you know, I've seen it, it's good, but it's not... I think Sandlot's more of a must-see. It may not be like, oh my god, major, amazing motion picture, Oscar, but it's...
Is that your favorite sports movie?
Probably, yes.
I'd like to see Space Jam again. I haven't seen Space Jam in a very long time.
Space Jam's fantastic.
Space Jam's fun.
Beers and I had this conversation yesterday, but do you, Charlie, your mom says that, well, she said you're killing me, Smalls, again, which I imagine is a quote from The Sandlot, based off of how much you've used it recently.
Yeah, truly.
Do you generally like sports movies?
Yes, I do.
I just, they don't appeal to me, and I don't know why. This isn't like a movie snob thing or anything. I'm trying to like figure out why this is, but like sports are really dramatic, and also like I like the intricacies of sports for the most part. That's kind of my like curiosity in the whole thing. And so I like sports for that, and movies don't have that for the most part. I don't know how many sports movies get really deep into the salary cap. I imagine I would love Moneyball. That's the one that
Moneyball's
I haven't
great.
Seen.
Yeah,
that's one that I haven't seen.
You don't
want to
see
like
the Kevin Costner one where he's the GM of the Cleveland
Draft
Browns?
Day?
Yeah.
No, I do want to see.
Oh, that sounds, that I looks would, awful.
That looks so terrible.
You know what? Okay, idea. This is an idea. You're all witnesses to this idea, and I'll write it down later. I should write it down now. We should do, like, a show Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing for Draft Day.
I love that show.
Yes. Mr. Science Theater. You were Mr. Science Theater guy, right, Beards?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was late to it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, so was I.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had a friend that liked him a lot, and he introduced
look forward
me.
To Saturday mornings for that.
No, I only saw them, yeah.
Yeah, I saw them on Netflix.
Fact. Yeah. But doing something like that as a show, watching, like,
sports
Draft Day
movies?
Would be, yes.
Ooh, to bad sports movies?
Well, I mean, or also doing it to Sandlot would be pretty funny. We have to figure out what are the options we have here. Right. Can we Twitch this? I don't know. But we need to, we'll figure that out. Obviously, Facebook would be ideal because that's where our people are. But have like a movie night with ESPN Kansas City would be really fun. I'm writing this down.
Like, there are, I'm looking at this bracket. I've seen every single movie on the left side, and I think there's maybe two or three that I haven't seen on the right side, so two or three total. And I think you saw, what,
six
four
or seven?
Five? Okay.
I saw about half. Ugh. I think this is something I mentioned yesterday as well. Boxing movies seem to be the ones that make the best sports movies.
Because
you guys are talking about Fighter.
Yeah, The Fighter. That's a good movie. That's really
but that
good.
Because I think maybe...
Because it's also about the characters more than it is just the sport.
Right. You've got one character, and you can really be real rough around the edges as far as the believability of the actual sport in it. Like, I mean, yeah, if you punch good, you can win a boxing match. Like, that's kind of where I'm at on that one.
And also, it's about, like, his step-brother?
I don't know.
You think it's just brother.
Okay. This is irrelevant to me.
But, yeah.
The important thing here is that I think boxing movies, you can be rough around the edges, and that's about one individual person makes for a better movie.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about getting the sport extremely accurate. I don't know how many... I mean, I would have to have a football movie made by a football person. Like, well, and even then, I don't know why I would watch football movies. Why wouldn't I just watch football?
And, like, with The Sandlot, that's more just, like, a kid growing up movie that has baseball in it.
Yeah.
And then, like, with Space Jam, it's just a cartoon with Michael Jordan.
Right. And I'm more interested in those. I don't... That's when you say sports movie, I'm like...
But, like, Friday Night Lights.
Isn't Hoosiers about, like, this white basketball team that wins? Like, isn't that kind of...
Pretty much, but...
It's like the worst players or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Like, Friday Night Lights. That's a classic movie. It's a tearjerker, I tell you. But, like, it's a good movie that, like, is all about football and all about the relationships that football teams have in high school and getting to the state championship and... Not going to spoil alert.
They lose, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But,
A movie's been out for 15 years. It's okay. You can spoil
it. That's true. You're right.
He was dead the whole time.
it was all a dream.
You're right. Right.
No. But, I mean, that's another one you said you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Which is
I just don't care.
Frustrating.
Why would I? I'd rather talk about the actual sport, I guess. I don't know.
I get that, but.
Or read actual stories about actual players that, I don't know.
You're seeing all these movies with your movie pass.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
If a great sports movie comes out, I'll go see it.
Or just try to get some of these movies to.
Also, no. The reason
DVD
I asked
or
last
whatever,
time,
however you get movies now.
The reason I asked the last time you saw Sandlot is because I wonder how a bunch of these hold up. Like I understand
Sandlot holds up.
I understand sports movies being more consumable when you're younger, and I also imagine that most of these older sports movies held up better in their time. I don't think I'm going to see Annihilation and then The Sandlot and get. The Sandlot might be a bad example because Beerus says it holds up. That's fine. I'm trying to think of a sports movie that holds up to me. Sports movie that I've seen, and like Field of Dreams works if you're like allowing yourself to enjoy a cornball movie.
Or the Mighty Ducks.
It's been super long.
It's been a long time, but those were fun.
Yeah, they're great. It's unfair to put Sandlot and Moneyball against each other in the first. Round.
It's unfair to Moneyball, you mean.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see Moneyball.
It's good.
The rest of this really doesn't do much for me, I guess. I don't know.
So you're just not a fan of the drama that comes with it?
Because it's fake. It's fake sports drama. Real sports drama exists.
Hey, this just in all movies are fake.
Well, I mean, documentaries.
Fake!
Are real.
Except for Land Before the Time, right?
No, because
the realest thing ever.
No. Land Before Time is not a documentary because they didn't have giant.
Park.
They didn't have giant humans taking care
of
them.
That's true. You're right.
So no, that's also fake. Flintstones is the only documentary ever made. Also, everyone was two dimensional back then.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right, I'm still mad at you, Beards, but I'm glad we got through the show, Charlie. As always, it's a real pleasure. Talk to you tomorrow, but with no Charlie, maybe no Beards. I'm angry still. Bye, Mom.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe. On ESPN Kansas City.